This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Dozens of protests supporting abortion rights were held across the United States on Tuesday, including one outside the Supreme Court here in Washington. The demonstrations targeted a recent array of anti-abortion laws being adopted by conservative state legislatures that have voiced the hope that ensuing legal battles of these strict abortion curbs will eventually push the court to overturn its landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion here in the U.S. Abortion rights activists say forcing women to have illegal abortions is not an option.
It's a terrifying experience for a young person, and if you need an abortion and it's not a legal one, it's a horrible thing to have to go and get one.
New laws adopted or are headed to take effect in Mississippi, Georgia, Ohio, Missouri limit abortions to the first few weeks of a woman's pregnancy, and sometimes before a woman would know she was pregnant. In Alabama, a doctor convicted of performing an abortion faces up to 99 years in prison. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee subpoenaed two more former top White House officials after ex-White House counsel Don McGahn ignored his subpoena to testify Tuesday about President Trump's alleged obstruction of justice. Former Communications Director Hope Hicks and McGahn's former Chief of Staff Andy Donaldson have been ordered to provide documents and summoned to appear before the lawmakers next month. The committee chairman, Jerry Nadler, said McGahn's testimony was essential after the special counsel Robert Mueller's report recounted that Trump ordered McGahn to get rid of Mueller and then lied about it to the press. McGahn refused to carry out Trump's orders. Mueller reached no decision whether Trump obstructed justice by trying to thwart his investigation. For details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Prime Minister Theresa May is warning British lawmakers if they voted against the latest version of her European withdrawal agreement, they would be voting to stop Brexit.
So if MPs vote against the second reading of this bill, they are voting to stop Brexit. If they do so, the consequences could hardly be greater. Reject this deal and leaving the EU with a negotiated deal anytime soon will be dead in the water. And what would we do then? Some suggest leaving without a deal. But whatever you think of that outcome, Parliament has been clear. It will do all it can to stop it.
May plans to ask the House of Commons to vote in early June on a withdrawal agreement bill in what she called a last chance to seal a Brexit deal. Talks on securing a compromise between May's Conservatives and the opposition Labour Party broke down last week. May says she will try again the week of June 3rd by asking the lawmakers to vote on the withdrawal agreement bill. The vice chairman of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee introduced legislation Tuesday that would require all U.S. political campaigns to report any contact with foreign nationals seeking to collaborate or coordinate with candidates' election efforts. Senator Mark Warner cited the recent report into Russian election interference by the special counsel Robert Mueller, which found at least 140 contacts between members or associates of the Trump campaign and Russian nationals and WikiLeaks as a key reason the legislation is needed. The Foreign Influence Reporting and Elections Act would require that any U.S. political campaign contacted by foreign nationals report the contact within a week to both the Federal Elections Commission and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. An out-of-control wildfire burning in the Canadian province of Alberta has forced the evacuation of several thousand people in the town of High Level. The Alberta Premier, Jason Kenney, said the dry conditions in northern Alberta are expected to continue for the foreseeable future, with the fire danger possibly increasing this week. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the blaze. It was not enough for a Nepali Sherpa to climb Mount Everest, a record 24th time Tuesday, so he did it twice in the same week. Kami Rita reached the 8,850-meter peak early Tuesday, 6 days after scaling the world's tallest mountain for the 23rd time on May 15th. Now, Rita has already set a high mark for climbers of the future. Two other Sherpas have scaled Everest 21 times each, but they have both since retired. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.